After the system consolidation, the eSpy process will be conducted in the Epic E-Rate invoicing dashboard. This means there will be some changes and enhancements to the process that will make it easier, faster, and more efficient for users. Despite these enhancements, a few things will not change about the eSpy process. For starters, eSpy files will still be created by the service provider in a comma-delimited CSV file and must be less than 200 kilobytes in size and contain no more than 2,500 lines. Additionally, eSpy files must still follow the same file format guidelines currently used for eSpy file creation. If there are formatting errors that prevent processing, users will still be provided an error report and will be able to correct and resubmit the file. Once the eSpy file has been validated successfully, eSpy submissions will still require certification. Even though these general things are not changing, there are some changes in how eSpy-related files and notifications will be sent and received. Most importantly, users will not need to email USAC to request eSpy setup information or submit eSpy invoices. Instead, full rights users can submit eSpy files directly within the Epic system for the SPIN numbers they have access to. However, there will be some account setup required in Epic to ensure that users have the correct invoicing permissions and SPIN access. We will show you how to set up your Epic account for eSpy submission a bit later in the course. Because files will be uploaded directly into Epic, there is no longer a need to follow strict naming conventions for your files, though you should still choose file names that allow you to easily track your invoices. Also, users that elected to encrypt eSpy files before submitting should no longer use encryption software, since the file is now being uploaded directly to a secure platform. Instead of receiving email notifications that the eSpy file has been received, users will be able to see real-time confirmation of a successful file upload within the Epic system. Once uploaded and submitted in Epic, the eSpy file validation process begins automatically. When the validation process is complete, usually after a few minutes depending on the file size, the Epic system will generate a task notifying the full rights user who uploaded the file. Opening this task will return the user to the eSpy submission screen where they will be able to view the validation status, download error files, and correct and resubmit the file. Once the eSpy submissions have been validated with no upload errors in Epic, full rights users can certify the invoices electronically right on their computer screen. Overall, the new eSpy submission method will be faster and easier to use and will allow users to correct all errors before certifying their invoices without having to wait on email notifications to view the status of their submissions. Now that we have discussed the improvements to eSpy submissions in Epic, let's review the steps involved in the eSpy process. Click Next to continue.